Congratulations on the victory. It could have been, you know, it was back and forth in that first half, especially even in the third quarter. But your team made some huge plays in the fourth quarter that really ended up being the difference, especially those turnovers.
Yeah, we got some big turnovers and, you know, interception at the end, too, that kind of put it away. But, you know, the kids just played hard. We didn't always play great. Mm-hmm. We didn't always block real well. Then other times we just blocked great, you know, and Brady'd pop one open. And we'd run another play. I mean, it just wasn't very, very smooth for us the whole game. But the one thing that was consistent was how hard we played and never gave up. So
and you're down 7-6 going to the locker room. Even though you're down one, you still the way you were moving the ball, especially in that second quarter, you still had to feel that you guys were in a pretty good position to kind of take over this second half.
Well, I kind of felt like we should have been up 14-0 or 21-0, and we gave up two big plays on our defense that gave them a score. And you know, and then we just kind of beat ourselves to death on offense. So, you know, wasn't very happy at halftime, and they weren't very happy. And, you know, I thought we came out and played pretty strong in the second half.
Yeah, that you guys were, I mean, behind the chain sticks a little bit there in that second half, a couple of times there because of some penalties. But, you know, as much as Holcomb Blitz is in the middle, you guys kicked it out to the outside of your receivers, Alex Trango, Jackson Rumford, you name it, and they really did a good job of separating themselves from the defenders.
Yeah, we did a good job throwing the ball around. Dylan did a nice job. We had some open receivers, and, you know, sometimes they weren't open. They just went and got it, like you said. But we also were able to run some of those reaches around the edge, which we couldn't quite get accomplished in the first half. So, you know, we blocked a little better up front on our down blocks and our reach blocks and sealed the edge a little bit. Even Colin still in the big kid on the edge, you know, we just went around the corner, lost and had. We had a penalty on one of them that came back, but we had two other big plays that lost and run around the edge for first downs. And Dylan had a couple of nice scrambles, too, for first downs when we were behind on the chains. And just proud of them. I mean, they played hard, had a lot of motion. We had a couple guys, you know, JP and Jace that are boogered up a little bit but came out and played. Didn't play both ways like they have, you know, before they were hurt, but they both played. And we ended up going back with Houston because he got all the reps at practice, and JP said on defense he's just having a hard time reading. So that's what happens when you don't get a practice. You know, you don't get to see it every day. So Houston did a great job in there and even got out to the edge a little bit on some plays. Yes.
And, you know, you mentioned that as well there. Holcomb had to change up quarterbacks because of a Mesa injury in the first half there. And Keegan Johnson, he forced him to pass a lot more than what Holcomb had been accustomed to this year, and that's kind of a testament of the situation that your defense put them in.
Yeah, and on film, we see him in every game. I mean, Keegan comes in and plays some quarterback, and they put Mace over at halfback, you know, and they pass a little more with him in there sometimes too. But the one series, they went down and scored for their whatever point that was, the 14th, you know, they just drove it on us. They either the halfback on that read or the quarterback kept it, and we tried a few blitzes. We tried to sit and read, and we just couldn't get anything accomplished. So, you know, that was kind of – I don't know if we were tired up front or what, but – you know, we bounced back in the next series and, you know, put a little stop on him, made him pass a little bit more. So.
And you got to play on the turf for the second time in 3 weeks here at Garden City Community College. What a pretty nice facility to play here. Right. And I think that this is kind of a fun environment here tonight.
I think when you come down here and practice, the first quarter is like we stumble on the turf two or three times. I mean, Brady's first run, I think he scores if he doesn't stumble. You know, we get down inside the five or wherever. Another one, Dylan tripped on the turf over there on a scramble and had somebody else. I can't remember early in the game, maybe Avery or somebody got. You know, so yeah, we're not used to turf so much.
Well, this has been a rough series, but your team had been battle tested, and you go 5-1 through this gauntlet of a schedule here, and it's still not going to be easy. You still got to keep focused because you guys are in the driver's seat of the district here, the lone unbeaten team, and you get a very confident Goodland team coming into town as they took care of Colby pretty big tonight.
Yeah, I don't think it matters who we're playing. We need to play well. You know, because we want to secure the home game in week 9. And if we win our district and we play well enough to win our district, then we get a home game week 10 if we win week 9. So, you know, that's a pretty big deal since we've been on the road for most of our games this year. But, you know, we just need to come out and play hard, play well. I mean, I've been so impressed with our guys, just the effort they give. And it doesn't matter what the score is, they're still playing hard. So I've appreciated that at them. And, you know, it's not always pretty, but we always know we're getting effort. So,
well, your last few games here, you guys are hovering right around that 27-28 point mark. That just shows the consistency for you guys.
Yeah, I feel like we should have 35 or so, you know. But yeah. Brady, well, he ran the ball hard. He don't need any shoes, apparently. He's running around throwing his shoes off. And, you know, but he's a tough runner. Great balance.
Boy,
too.
What a dagger there and a nice spin into the end zone there at the end.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
All right. Well, Coach Jim Turner joining us here post game. Thanks again here. Coach, for the time here, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.